Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages in the New Testament, first out of Colossians and then out of Revelation. The first one, Paul's letter written in Colossians at chapter 3, verse 23. And he says this, "Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And then the Apostle John, writing, inspired writing in the book of Revelation. He also wrote Gospel of John and the letters 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John in the New Testament. But he writes this in chapter 5, verse 13. "Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Well, I recently met with a dear friend, very successful in his career, but now looking for something different, something new that is opening, he felt would be opening before him, desiring solely and simply that whatever it was be aligned with God's purpose for his life. And as I listened to him talk about that, and we talked back and forth for a while, I was reminded of the life of Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach is now recognized as one of history's extraordinary composers. His body of music includes hundreds and hundreds of pieces, most which were not fully appreciated until rediscovered by Felix Mendelssohn years after Bach's death in 1750. And one of his most notable or recognizable works is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which is a popular piece used in a most important of moments as the bridal entrance very often at a wedding ceremony. But Bach's music was more than just a blend of notes woven together into beautiful, beautiful melodies. It was the motivation behind his music that was important to Bach, the why for writing piece after piece was the purpose behind his music. Not just doing it, not just accumulating a stack of musical scores and sheets on the corner of his desk or somewhere. And so before Bach began to write a sheet of music, he would sketch the letters in the margin at the very top, JJ, standing for Jesu Huva. It was the simplest of prayers for him. Jesus, help me. But a prayer which grounded Bach as he began by noting why he was doing what he was about to do. And then, when he had completed a particular composition, he would make the notation in the side margin of the sheets, these three letters, SDG, and those letters in the margin stood for the Latin phrase Soli Deo Gloria, or translated in English, they stood for to the glory of God alone. Bach's life embodied that singular motivation, to honor God, to glorify God. It is why he did what he did. His life was an original score that no one else could duplicate. But you know what? So is your life, and so is mine. No one else like us. No one else can do what we can do. That's the way God designed you and the way he designed me and created it all to be. And no one else can glorify God like you can or in place of you. What Bach did writing music was not the motivation for the writing of his music. He wasn't doing it to increase the stack of music on the corner of his desk, but instead, he wrote the music because of what was inside him, because of the why. It was the why that motivated him to write. He was writing each piece simply and solely and always to glorify God. A dear friend of some of us on this call, Kelly McGregor, was much the same as Bach in his approach to life. Kelly was the president of the Colorado Rockies Baseball Club when on April 20th, 2010, at the age of 48, he went to his eternal rest. Much, much too soon for those of us who love him and miss him still. And after his death and going through his notepads of outlines and agendas that he meticulously prepared for meetings he had with the Rockies personnel, all whom were his friends, and also going through Kelly's devotional journals, I would often find a note in the margins of the outline he prepared for his meetings or in his journals, much like the notes that Bach wrote on the pieces of his music. I found things etched in the margins by Kelly, such as, "Listen for God's guidance in the meeting today." Another one, "Who can I mentor better today?" Another one, "Who can I help to become all they should be?" Or, "God's values hold us together. Make sure that I show them in this meeting." Or, "Shine his light today on someone." Another, "What does God want me to do today to make another person better, to help someone else?" And then finally, this one, which was one of his last entries before his death, "All glory to God today and always." I got to know Kelly over 30 years ago when he and his bride, Lori, were in Gainesville. Linda and I became good friends of theirs. Kelly earned his master's degree while also a graduate assistant with the football program at the University of Florida. And after a brief NFL career, he then took his master's degree and followed a career in sports administration. And God became more and more the why to everything Kelly did. God was his motivation. It wasn't the fame, the money, the wins, the trophies, the championships, the image, the applause. He loved to win. He loved to succeed. He loved to achieve. He wanted to always be the best and do the best. But those weren't his why. God was his why. And glorifying God in everything he did and said was his why. You know, what if those who made motion pictures in Hollywood and around the world were moved by the same why as Kelly was moved by? Or politicians and sports icons that we hold up as heroes for some reason, I guess because they play a particular sport well and they win. What if they lived their lives for that why and not the what? What kind of impact for God on others and the world could they possibly have? What if our colleges, high school, elementary school students wrote SDG or Glory to God or Jesus Help Me or Who Can I Help Today in the margins of their test papers or essays they submitted in world history or chemistry or whatever? Or lawyers wrote out Soli Deo Gloria below their signature on a pleading filed with the court, or a doctor wrote out a prescription, or a TV news or sports anchor ended their broadcast with it. Ludicrous. I know you're laughing at me. Ludicrous, I know. But what if? One of the four pillars, the four P's of Impact for Living is purpose in life, along with also maximizing the other pillars of potential and passion and platforms. Finding and understanding and living out our purpose in life begins when we see we were each created to fulfill a unique destiny. Our contribution was not meant to be left to chance or fate. God knew what the world would be like when you were here, and he created you and me for specific purposes to leave a legacy and an imprint which no one else can leave. Sadly, though, too many today don't see or believe that, and instead walk the streets or their workplaces, homes, churches, going through the motions, waking, sleeping, getting up again the next day, doing it again, captured by the things society says are important, more than they are guided by the things God calls them to. The result? They never reach their full God-given potential. With God, our motivations matter. Our whys in life matter more than the what. God judges the motives of our hearts, why we do what we do. Are we about doing things which give honor and glory to God or to man, to the world? Paul reminds us in the passage we read in Colossians to work willingly at whatever you do as though, listen to it, as though you were working for the Lord, rather than for people? Are we doing things to meet those expectations of the world, or doing things which God calls us to do? Are we about doing good for others, being motivated by the why in life, making a difference in the world around us, which will last after the applause has stopped and the trophies now covered with dust are forgotten? You know, whether in business or in education, music, sports, politics, or whatever, we find our lasting, satisfying, and eternal purpose in life when we follow God's purpose and focus not on what we do, but instead focus on why we do what we do. To glorify God. To glorify God. John makes that clear for us in the passage we read from Revelation. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. That, my friends, is our daily and ultimate purpose in life. Bach got it. Kelly got it. They understood that God calls us to the whys of our lives, to bring glory to God in everything we do. How about we remember the whys which Johann Sebastian Bach and Kelly MacGregor wrote in some of the margins of their lives, which guided their lives, like, Jesus, help me. Or, who can I mentor and help today become all they can be? Or, shine his light on someone today? Or, listen for God. And then SDG, Soli Deo Gloria. All glory, to God alone. My friends, that's where we will find the life in all its fullest that we were created to live. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for the example of Bach and Kelly MacGregor, and the example of so many others that come to mind, but more than that, thank you for your example, for your son's example, and for the empowerment and guidance of the Holy Spirit to move us past what the world is looking for, but to move us back in to the why we do what we do, to glorify you, to use all the gifts and abilities you've given us to make a difference in this world at this particular time in history that you placed us here. To have an impact that no one else can have, to leave a legacy that no one else can leave, to leave an image on the lives around us, an imprint, the lives all around us that no one else can leave, an imprint that reflects you, a legacy that is all about you, that demonstrates to the world that our why is to glorify you, to glorify God. Thank you, Lord. Poke us, pull us, remind us, lift us, move us in that direction, knowing that when we do, you will go with us, that your son is there as our example of our why in life. Thank you, Lord. And it's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.